Welcome to Season 5 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs, marketers, and founders to accelerate growth and thrive with Shopify. And now, on to episode 241.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Well, this episode is brought to you by Recharge, the leading subscription management solution helping e-commerce merchants of all sizes launch and scale subscription offerings. The subscription market is predicted to grow to nearly $500 billion by 2025. That's a billion with a B. And as the fastest growing area in commerce, subscription holds tremendous opportunities to build a community of customers who share your values. Now, Recharge powers the growth of thousands of subscription merchants and their communities, turning one-time transactions into long-term customer relationships. With subscriptions, merchants are able to experience predictable revenue, increased customer loyalty, and higher average order values. Whether you're a direct-to-consumer business or an omni-channel brand, subscriptions strengthen your brand's relationships with your customers and make it easy for consumers to make repeat purchases. Turn transactions into relationships and experience seamless subscription commerce with Recharge. Get started today with a subscription payment solution trusted by over 45 million subscribers worldwide. You can check them out at rechargepayments.com/Fastlane. Well, hey there, it's Steve Hutt, and welcome back to Season 5 of E-Commerce Fastlane. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, if you're an ambitious lifelong learner, which you likely are since you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. Now, new episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog. I think we're up to 240-ish episodes now. There's a lot of amazing partners in the Shopify ecosystem. You can get all the details at ecommercefastlane.com. Now, in today's episode, my guest is Sina Mobasser, who's the co-founder and COO of a company called TapCart. Now, you may or may not have heard of them, but I'll tell you something. They're a Plus technology partner. If you don't know who they are, what they do is they have a mobile solution, and they're helping Shopify-powered e-commerce brands really to launch a mobile app with zero coding. Their technology really creates a kind of a, I'd call it a pretty powerful kind of new sales and kind of marketing channel, like owned channel for your brand. And it's a completely seamless experience that shoppers like massively love. This is guaranteed to be a great conversation. I have a lot of brands that ask me a lot about, should I have a mobile app? How hard is it to have one? Is there a significant cost? Do I have someone that's dedicated to manage it? I think we're going to talk about all these things because there's a lot of challenges right now. Think about rising advertising costs for sure. Acquisition costs are rising. Algorithm, these dependencies on the ever-changing algorithms. So I think this is interesting to be able to jump in and learn more about mobile and how this can actually help you. So hi, Sina. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Steve, thank you so much for having me. And that was an amazing intro of TapCart. I'm still trying to catch my breath here. Meanwhile, I'm on our careers page on our website, just looking for a role that we can hire you for. So it could be growth, it could be sales, it could be copywriting, branding. There's quite a bit there, Steve. So thank you for that great intro. I'm Sina, one of the founders of TapCart, based here in Los Angeles. Our office is in Santa Monica, and I'm based in Marina Del Rey.
Beautiful. And I'm in Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm glad we were doing the weekend hustle here to get this recorded out into the wild. One thing about TapCart that I think is very unique is you're definitely solving a challenge that I mentioned kind of in my intro here, just about a lot of these rising costs and just ROAS in general, cost per acquisition, things like that. It's just lifetime value. It's really hard for a lot of brands to differentiate. And there's lots of branding plays you can do. But let's talk a little bit about maybe on a high level first, just to intro like what TapCart is doing today and what sort of problems they're solving for brands.
It's interesting that you mentioned it's been 5 years for you at Shopify. That's an amazing accomplishment. And what's interesting for us also is yesterday, April 1st, was the 5-year anniversary of the launch of TapCart. And back then it was just Eric and myself, and we didn't really even have a product we were selling. We just had some screenshots and some cool stuff. So we're out there selling stuff and selling a dream for $99 a month and, you know, printing out the sheets of paper on the wall, just typical startup stuff that you always see in the movies or, you know, on Silicon Valley or your favorite show. So just thought about that. It's been amazing. And it's right in time with when you joined Shopify as well. And back then, there were only 125,000 merchants on Shopify. We started working on this because I've always been in the mobile app space. I actually launched one of the first iPhone apps back in 2008 in March on day one of the launch of the iPhone App Store. Not a lot of people know, even longtime iPhone users. What a lot of people don't know is that the very first iPhone did not come with any third-party apps. So every app on the iPhone was an Apple app. There was no Maps at the time, I believe. There was like a compass, there was a calculator, but most importantly, it's what was there not? There was no social media apps. There were no push notifications, no ad networks, no Apple Pay, no in-app purchases, ad networks, no subscriptions. So a lot of the things that we take for granted were just very different. But I launched a pop culture trivia game. You know, I saw the Steve Jobs announcement of the iPhone in 2007, it was just mesmerized by the presentation. In my opinion, the best product presentation or pitch ever done. And yeah, there were all Apple apps due to a lot of demand. They opened up the App Store and launched one of the first apps. It was called Pop Quiz, pop culture trivia game. And it was actually a top 10 app for quite a while. So it was getting more downloads than the Google app and the Facebook app. I think it tells you more that people love pop culture and trivia games. It's a testament to that more so than anything that I had built. But I was using Elance just to have it, you know, engineer in the Ukraine, have somebody writing questions in Canada, somebody designing stuff in Thailand. So just a really fun opportunity. And it led me to start my previous company, TestMax, which was the first test prep courses for the iPhone and iPad. That was in 2009. And we actually launched before the iPad was announced. We go on, you know, the week that we launched, Steve Jobs goes on stage and announces the iPad. And we're like, we should, yeah, probably quit our jobs and pursue this. So sharing that because since the whole inception of the App Store or the whole evolution, I've had a chance to be a part of it. And it's been just an amazing journey so far. So the reason I bring that up is that nobody at that time knew how impactful and how world-changing the creation of the App Store initially would be. Even Steve Jobs himself, I think, would tell you that they had no idea because I think if so, it probably would have been something that was in the first iPhone, but they tend to wait a little bit longer and do things the right way. And what was really interesting about mobile apps for me is that it's a whole new way to interact with the computer. And it's a very, very different way that we had previously interacted with computers, which was entirely on a desktop, maybe a laptop, but you're talking about a keyboard. You're definitely not touching a screen. And it's a very different experience, and it's a far more intimate experience when you are using your phone and you are virtually touching a screen. And there's a lot of things at play around consumer psychology and certain expectations that we have when we're shopping. And there's a huge gap that I think people haven't thought about when they just go to make their online store or their website. They want to make it mobile responsive. They want to make it the best that it can be for the 85 to 90% of their audience that is visiting their website on a mobile device. But what they often don't think about is the actual shopping experience. And when you're shopping on your laptop, for example, one of my favorite brands is Cuts Clothing. Steve, big shout out. I am wearing their shirts right now. I actually have purchased far too many, I think.
It's kind of ironic because I'm actually wearing an actual Cuts shirt also right now.
There you go. I'm telling you, Steve, mobile app, because I'm buying way too much of your stuff and yeah. I have to do it through the website. And it's not that I don't like it, but I can be a little bit on the frugal side sometimes. So especially around clothes for some reason. So the shirts are worth every dollar that Cuts charges for them, but I happen to just like to buy them when they're on sale. You know, I don't think it's anything new or revolutionary, but there's something about time-sensitive messaging and promotions that really works. But I'm a Cuts power shopper, I'm sure, top 1% of the 1%. But because they don't have an app, there's no way for me to be notified in a time-sensitive fashion about their promotions. I am on their SMS list, which is great. But the issue with SMS is that it's not exactly on brand. I think it's a lot of merchants, especially Shopify Plus merchants, want to be omnichannel, but they want to be on brand across omnichannel. And, you know, in the first place, it's a 6-digit code coming from a brand. So it's like coming from 742936. And it says, hey, this is Legends. You can ignore the 6-digit code, but it's Legends, I promise you, or it's Cuts Clothing. And not exactly on brand. It's an SMS, which iPhone users don't love a whole lot. Very interesting story of Apple and how they changed the colors of the SMS bubbles once they siphoned off iMessage and just the regular SMS messages. But it's just not an on-brand experience. And the difficulty with it is that it doesn't scale as well as email does. Email doesn't cost you money to send. You know, you pay your monthly fee to Klaviyo or your email provider, but you don't pay extra if you send 15,000 messages versus 12,500. You pretty much pay your monthly fee and you might be charged more based on your contacts or some other things, including messages, but more of a tiered fashion as opposed to a per message fashion. Well, SMS is around a cent, maybe as low as half a cent, but typically you have carriers, you have a lot of infrastructure, a lot of legacy things to deal with, contracts to deal with, can spam, and a whole lot more. And as a result, you're looking to pay at least 1 cent, maybe at least half a cent, but it's going to be something that is great because it has a lot of benefits that email does not. So email scales really well, but it doesn't have the best engagement, obviously, compared with SMS. But you can send essentially an unlimited number, which is great. So when you think about scalability, email definitely wins on the scalability side. But when you're thinking about, you know, going back to Cuts Clothing, I would love to be notified of new products and promotions. Now, I do get their SMS. A lot of people do use RoboKiller and other SMS and other spam blocking services and apps like that. So I do know that a lot of people don't get those, or they do have a filter where it lands in a separate folder of their messages. But ultimately, email, it's just going to land in my promotions tab. So if I get notified of a new sale or an upcoming drop via email, you know, I might go in the promotions tab that day, but the promotions tab of my Gmail is this amorphous blob of promotional messages. And every time I click over there, there's 10 new ones every hour, seemingly. Now, yes, I'm on a lot of email lists, I'm sure. It's not that easy it's not that tough to find my email. Sina@tapcart.com. There you go. I'll be waiting for a lot of new cold email sequences from some budding SDRs. But ultimately, it's going to land there. Your message is getting diluted. It is something that if and when people do venture over there, they've definitely got their guards up. And they know that all these messages that I'm about to see, all these bold unread messages, are going to be promotional. And as a result, they're not as receptive and messages do get diluted. Now, what's great about SMS is that you have a new channel that's an own marketing channel, which I am a huge fan of. I think that own marketing is the single best, most consistent and reliable way to scale a brand starting from 2022 and beyond. And I think that goes back to the algorithms that we were talking about. You know, to put a bow on the whole story with Cuts and Steve is, when I get the promotions, they land in my inbox, or when I go to browse the website, I might start browsing it. And ultimately what happens is I might get a phone call, and I'm browsing it on my phone, so I'm distracted. I go answer the phone call, then I come back, or I hang up the phone. When you're shopping on your laptop and that happens, you're shopping, you get a distraction, a phone call. As soon as you're done, you have a quick reminder of what you were doing prior to that. And that is the tab that's in your browser on your laptop. But ultimately, phones don't have tabs, or they essentially have one tab, which is whatever you're looking at. So if you're browsing on your phone and you get a WhatsApp message or an Instagram and you leave the app that you're in, which is Safari or Chrome, and you go into that app, now when you close that app out, you'll have no visual cue or reminder as to what you were doing. And as a result, there just continues to be a huge drop off, not just because of mobile responsiveness of websites, but just the nature of how you're shopping. It's very different when you're shopping on a laptop, which is just a dedicated device at that point to shopping, versus your phone, which is doing so many different things. So ultimately, what's great about SMS is you do have the real-time component, but it doesn't scale as great, and it does cost 1 cent per SMS usually. And in addition, you know, now you have push notifications, which is why TapCart is here. Push notifications are an own marketing channel just like email and SMS. Every brand is on email. A lot of brands are experimenting with SMS, and understandably so. And as a result, what happens is you start to grow your channels where you have subscribers and not necessarily followers. Instagram, you've got followers. That means Facebook monetizes the audience. That means that they ultimately control who sees what and when they see it. Where you have subscribers, this is somebody who has provided you their email, provided you their phone number, downloaded your app, opted into push, and they've said, I want to hear from this brand. So there's really no better way to grow your brand and not have to worry about algorithms changing and the cost of paid acquisition doubling and all kinds of crazy things. It's really a wild, wild west out there. And when you're reliant on these huge tech giants that are publicly traded for-profit companies, well, they have a duty to their shareholders to maximize their profits. So anytime you're dependent on one, whether it's for customers, whether it's Amazon, or whether you're dependent on them to drive traffic to your website, whether it's paid social, Google Ads, et cetera, these are all giants that are making tons of money. They're literally cash machines, and they're going to just continue to be so. Maybe it's a better idea to scale your brand in a different way than other brands are doing it. And it's a little bit harder than just throwing a bunch of money at the problem. But if you can launch an app and it syncs with your store, it's very easy to manage. You don't have to worry about like learning a new platform. You have a lot of amazing plans that will guide you through the whole process, help you manage your app and update it, et cetera. So if every brand has an email list, and it's never really too early to have an email list, and if most brands are understanding the need of SMS and growing that channel, here's a channel that you should also use in addition to SMS. We love all own marketing channels for sure, but this is one that does scale because it doesn't cost you money to send push notifications currently. And it's something that integrates with Klaviyo and is a lot more on brand. It's a push notification with a video, much more intimate experience. And I think it's a great way to build a community and a great way to sustainably and reliably grow a brand long term.
I love this. You know, while you were speaking, one of the brands that I manage, it's called Mudwater, and I've been working with them for quite a few years now, and I've been, you know, nudging them in the right direction, but I think it's probably the right time to get involved in a mobile app, and they're in a subscription business. And one thing's interesting about them is obviously, you know, they want to build their lifetime value out of getting people on the subscription offering. It's kind of that repeatable, dependable kind of revenue that comes in monthly, but they do have a store where they do sell one-offs. And so I think that there's a big benefit for subscription companies to want to have a mobile app. On a side note, I've never seen it. This is my first time that I've actually downloaded it, or this is a new iteration. It is absolutely gorgeous. The UI of it and how it flies out, the hamburger icon in the corner. It's really, really, really well executed. And so I just want to give kudos to whomever helped them put this app together, a standard theme or some modifications to what's available out of the box, but it's really quite slick. And so I wonder if you can just kind of help us understand a little bit about, I manage the Mudwater account, and I know I've kind of set them in the right direction to get involved with you folks. Here they are now executing, I think, really well, I believe. Maybe you can help us kind of understand what they're doing and subscriptions, and do you really need a mobile app for a subscription company?
The answer is yes. And I'm not telling you that because I'm selling you a mobile app. I'll tell you that in a very clear and succinct way. The answer is yes. And the answer to your question is, look at what Your Super has done, or look at what Mudwater has done. Your Super, one of my favorite brands, they are an incredible couple, Michael and Crystal. And I would highly recommend you check out their story. It's a very heartfelt story about how they grew their brand, why they decided to launch this in the first place, what the need was there. And they've built this amazing brand, and a lot of their revenue, they're using Recharge for subscriptions, which we do integrate with. A lot of Shopify Plus merchants do use Recharge, and we're huge fans of them. We also grew up right alongside them here in Santa Monica, so it's been an amazing experience watching Ashin and the team grow to astronomically and having known each other from our humble beginnings. But looking at Your Super, if most of my revenue is coming in from a Recharge subscription, and you know, they'll send you a monthly subscription box, and there's a lot of amazing products in there, but you pay a set number of dollars per month and you get a box in the mail. Why would I want to launch a mobile app if most of my revenue is coming in from a one-time opt-in subscription and I'm sending them a box? Sure, we sell other products. Like if you go to yoursuper.com and look at all of their additional products outside of the monthly boxes or the monthly subscriptions. There's a lot there. But what's first and foremost for your super and a lot of other brands in that nature is the story. And it is the brand. And it is that connection that you have with your audience and vice versa. And that's something that's irreplaceable. And that's what people are buying. They're not just necessarily buying this powder that's inside of this box. They're buying your story, they're buying your brand, and they're supporters of your brand. So I see all of these merchants who are going out trying to do new customer acquisition and trying to throw more money at the problem, just sending a bunch of money to Facebook to get me some new customers. Well, you know that it's 7 times more expensive to find a new customer than to retain an existing. And you know that you have a strong customer base of probably your 5 to 10% of your best customers who they're going to really do whatever you ask them to do or announce. You know, hey, we launched an app. Great, I'll be there. Hey, we're launching a new retail location. Awesome, I'll be there. I love the brand. I'm the same way with Cuts. So this is coming out like a Cuts ad, but I'm just a huge fan of their brand. And we're actually in conversations with them too. So hopefully by the time this launches, they'll have finally launched their app. What's great about this is that's a great question. And you might think, I've got you guys, there's no need for an app. What your super has done with their app, and I highly recommend you download it.
While we're chatting, I'm downloading it right now and I'm just reviewing it as you kind of like unpack it here.
And they've turned it into a mobile app-based community and a content hub that maybe like 10% of the app is products and things like that. But a lot of it is all their content that appears on the website, or more importantly, doesn't appear on the website, doesn't appear on Instagram. They have a lot of mobile app exclusive content. They have a lot of content that they show only in the app first. View that we have in the app now, it's kind of like a web view approach, but we're currently building out a native page building functionality that's going to take story building and other things like that to the next level. So you can imagine what that's going to be like. But I think a lot of what shopping is storytelling. And a lot of what window shopping is as well. So ultimately, going back to this brand, what they realized is in order to keep our churn low and in order to keep us having happy customers, people who love our box, people who love our brand, who love our products, it often takes more than just the product that I'm sending you every single month. It takes the story. It takes touch points. It takes being top of mind. And when you can do all those things, and when you can provide value on a consistent and recurring basis to your customer base and to your subscribers of this monthly box, every customer is so valuable. Recurring customers, I'll tell you as a SaaS business owner, there's no better customers than that. There's no better types because there's so many opportunities that can arise from that. And as a result, you should just really make the most of every single customer you have and just see if you're offering them the best experience. I think a lot of merchants, what they do is they just get so obsessed with finding new customers and expanding that they don't really take the time and attention to pay attention to their best customers and listen to what they're saying and extract value from them, et cetera. So in the case of your super, what they're doing is they're making content available only in the app. They're making a content available in the app first. It's a great way to incentivize people to download the app in the first place. And it's also a great way to get people coming back into the app on a regular basis. Because now I'm drawing you into my store and it's led by value. It's not being led by, oh, I'm drawing you in because I'm having another of one of my 15 sales a year. So it's something that when you create that kind of an atmosphere, that kind of a vibe, you create customers that go from customers of yours for a couple months, couple weeks to customers of yours for a lifetime. And that's what having a mobile app is about. It's about being able to connect with your customers in a whole new way. It's about having this new sales channel and a new property that doesn't have to emulate your website. And it doesn't have to have every single one of your widgets that you have on your website. You don't have to have an inventory tracker countdown thing necessarily. You know, I don't have any issues with those apps and whatnot, and they do increase conversions, but every merchant should really look and analyze and assess their mobile shopping experience. And I think it's safe to say that when you have 85 to 90% of your customers coming in through a particular sales channel or a particular platform, in this case, iPhone and Android on a mobile device that's vastly different than a laptop, maybe everything that you have on your website for a laptop screen, which is probably in terms of volume, 5 times bigger than your laptop. Maybe you don't need every single one of those things because maybe it's distracting and maybe it's going to lead to things going below the fold. And maybe it doesn't convert best on a mobile device. So it could be a curated experience, which I highly recommend. We have some Shopify merchants. I love you guys, but you have parent collections and then sub collections, and then your sub collections have sub collections. And that might work on desktop, especially if you have a lot of SKUs, but that's just not going to work at all in terms of a browsing experience on a mobile device. So instead, maybe launch a mobile app, get your best customers to download it, and you can see a huge lift from just boosting your average order value or boosting the retention of your 5% of your best customers. And you cannot have to do anything else on a new acquisition play. You don't have to do a whole lot else in terms of offering something crazy in the app. Like, you can always offer certain products or collections available in the app or any other sales channel, and it's really easy to do. But the beauty of it is this should be one of many sales channels, and the mobile app is something that when you have 85 to 90% of your traffic coming on there, you should be able to offer them the best experience possible. And the mobile app is definitely that when it comes to conversions. But the most important part is the push notifications, as always. Just being able to send them push notifications, connect with Klaviyo, send an unlimited number of push through Klaviyo right alongside your email and SMS. It's really, really powerful, and it fits right in your marketing engine.
Yeah, I love it. And so I went through and I downloaded and I went to the app, and it is quite interesting how they have a dedicated section here, like from a content side. And they also have like an exclusives kind of like button at the top too. And they talk about some of the benefits of, you know, the community that they're building. This is their owned channel. And it's so interesting. The push, I definitely agree with you, you know, versus maybe the cost of SMS. But once again, it's another channel that I think everybody needs to kind of dabble in. Owned marketing through push and a dedicated curated selection of both content and products is a very interesting angle. And I think a lot of people should consider that. The one objection that I have lately, maybe not objection so much, but more around how do I maximize the download rate? Is there any strategies or tactics that you've seen that are working well? If people are sold on the owned channel, it's an affordable channel to own because it really is no code and you can pretty much implement this thing like literally in a week. And so it gets launched out into the wild, but then how do we motivate people through exit intent or pop-ups, or is it ads, or is it VIP? I guess I don't know what great is when you have a great mobile experience, which is very clearly that TapCart has for brands if they choose to implement it. It's just that now, how do I get the download numbers and start building that community around that app?
That's an excellent question, Steve. What you're essentially saying is you can have the nicest store in the world, but if no one's coming to it, then what's the point? You're just paying a bunch of rent. And that is, in my opinion, exactly what you're saying. And it makes perfect sense. What you're going to see over the next couple of years is a change in the way that we think about apps. And that is the primary change that you'll see, is this shift from how do I get people to get on this experience, which I know is the best shopping experience. It converts the best. It's faster. Like, Amazon will tell you how important page load speed is. Everyone knows that a shopping experience that's faster, seamless, has all the animations and transitions that you're used to when using your phone, that's going to lead to a more flow-like state of shopping, and it's going to lead to more conversions. Everyone really knows that. But there's always been the issue of, how do I get people to download my app? I personally might, you know, hate downloading apps. It takes up a lot of space on my phone. A big commitment for people. And you know what? People are often shocked by my answer to that. You're absolutely right. Downloading apps does suck. It's sucked for the 5 years that we've launched, since we launched TapCart, Eric and I. But it was only 12 years ago that if you wanted to watch a movie via Netflix, they had to ship you a physical DVD in the mail.
Yes, yes, true. Yeah.
And it's been only 12 years, 14 to be exact, but around 12 years that the App Store has been around. Look at what's happened in the last 12 years for Netflix. And the equivalent of what we've had up until now with mobile apps, the best analogy that I can give is if you want to browse the web on your computer, there's no address bar. And the only way that you can visit a website is if you've previously bookmarked it. And the only way to access that is if you click on your bookmarks tab and find the folder and do all that. I actually think that's a pretty good analogy, because that is really what happens every time you want to use an app or get a new app on your phone. You have to go to the App Store or the Google Play Store. You have to log into your Apple ID or your Google email ID. You have to click install or tap install. You have to tap open. All of this huge amount of friction just to use an app once. There's no trial period for apps. So we've always thought, what if that were to change? What is that going to change? Is there any reason for that to change? It's kind of like looking 12 years ago and thinking, we're going to be on DVDs forever. So obviously things do change. And something we've hoped for and championed for is streaming mobile apps. And what a lot of people don't know, drum roll please, streaming mobile apps. Imagine being able to use an app, a native app, not a PWA, not a progressive web app that nobody opts into for push notifications, which is the biggest benefit of having an app. Not a PWA, a fully native app. Imagine being able to use it without having to go to the App Store, without having to log into your Apple ID, without having to tap install, maybe sign a new end user agreement. Apple, we love you guys. Give me another 350-page agreement to read. There's a lot there. You might forget your password. It's a lot of friction. Imagine instead if you can tap your phone on an NFC tag or a product package that has an NFC tag embedded in it, or you can visit a website that has an app clip, or you can get a text message from a friend and you can hit play or run and it instantly will play the app without anything else. It's a fully streaming app. The technology is here. It's called App Clips. And we're about to change the game when it comes to e-commerce and streaming mobile apps. And I'm very excited to let you know that it's going to be coming very soon. We're recording here in April, so should be this quarter. Don't love giving dates, but I think in this case, we're coming along quite nicely and we're going to open up some beta testing at the very least. There are so many possibilities that arise if I can scan a QR code and just start using an app instantly. If you have a product package, and if you sell ground coffee, and at the very bottom of the package, you can see you have like a little transparent thing. You can see the coffee and it says, are you running low on coffee? Tap your iPhone here. You tap your iPhone on it and it pops up a card that says, do you want to repurchase this item? You tap it, purchase with Apple Pay, and in seconds, it's been purchased through a mobile app that you're already automatically opted into push notifications. And you have to opt out of. So it's an amazing way to get people to use an app triggered by an NFC tag. So you can tap your phone on something, a QR code from SMS, from the website. So we can pop something up when you're shopping on your laptop that says, scan here to save 25% on your first order. Or it's on a product detail page. And it says, do you want to save 20% on this? Do you want to get this exclusive item that's this product that's only available in our app? Tap your phone here, scan this QR code to get access to exclusive content that's only available in our mobile app. And once you start to utilize that and App Clips and also do simple things that work for email and SMS subscriptions, download our app and save 20% on your first order. Very simple, but very effective. Mobile app exclusive products and collections. You can make any product and collection available on any sales channel. So you can show or hide it from the collection or product page straight within Shopify. So we had a customer that sells sustainable swimwear out of Australia, and they were launching a new collection of swimwear, and their mobile app happened to land on the same week. So what they decided to do is they wanted to make it available only in the app for the first 3 days or the first week, something along those lines. And they made it available only in the app, iPhone and Android, told all their shoppers, download our app and get exclusive access to this new drop that's going to go out next week. It created this frenzy of people to download the app because now you have this feeling of exclusivity and there's so much consumer psychology at play here. It's just beautiful, but all credit goes to this brand. We can't take credit for it, but the app allows you to unlock these possibilities, which is the great part. So created this frenzy of downloads. They ended up selling out of the entire collection of swimwear in the first 3 days before the promotion was even over. And there's just so much there. And I love telling that story because make somebody jump through a small hoop this is pre-streaming apps, so we'll see what happens with once app clips take off. But jump through this small hoop, download a free app. You know, you might have to reset your Apple ID password or whatever. You should be really using a password manager, but that's a whole other story for another podcast. But what you should do is get the app, download it, use it. And now once you've done that, you have a new subscriber, you have a new own marketing subscriber, but you have the most valuable kind of own marketing subscriber. The most common types of own marketing channels, again, are email, SMS, and push. But push is by far the most valuable because currently you have to, there's the most friction to even become a push subscriber. It's like a two-part thing where you have to download the app, open it up, and say, yes, I want to hear from this brand. Believe it or not, over 50% of shoppers who download our customers' apps do opt into push notifications. So when you talk about ROAS and ad spend and algorithms and all of these things that are an ever-evolving landscape that's run by these huge companies that can shift on a whim, a way better way to consistently and reliably grow your brand is to have an end-to-end sales and marketing channel that you own. It's the mobile app. TapCart doesn't own anything. It's a white label app. We own the code that powers the app, but you launch your own developer account. It's totally on brand. It's totally white labeled, and you own the app listing. So if you decide to build a custom app in the future, go with a different provider, whatever that is, just submit an app update. It's your channel, and that's the most important thing to know. Own marketing, when you compare this sales and marketing channel to Instagram, which is another marketing channel, Facebook owns that channel. They're going to monetize that channel because you and I are the subscribers, and all of your shoppers are followers. So ultimately, that's the message we champion. We love Klaviyo. I love the rebrand that they did recently, and they seemingly have doubled down on own marketing. So we're all about it. They're one of our favorite partners for obvious reasons. And I just want to increase education and awareness around the ability to send an unlimited number of push notifications from your Klaviyo flows. And not enough people know about that, I think. It's such an amazing thing because there isn't a fixed cost. I mean, we do pay to send push notifications for sure, but it's not insanely expensive, like 1 cent per message. So because it's by comparison inexpensive for us to send, we didn't want to create some kind of a 1 cent per message environment when it didn't need to be there because there's no carriers, other things. So it's a great channel. It's one that you own. It's something that it should be top of mind for all merchants when it comes to growing their brand and becoming less reliant on all of these changes around mail privacy protection, app tracking transparency, internet relay. Everything is going, the whole industry of advertising is going in the direction of privacy. And ultimately, that's very in sync, my favorite band, that's very in sync with what a mobile app is about. It's a whole new real-time channel. And what it allows you to do is create this entirely new communications channel that is a lot more intimate, a lot more on brand, and comes through in a much higher and faster rate of engagement. So going back to Steve at Cuts Clothing, when I have the app and I get a push notification of a flash sale or a drop, you know, if I get an email of a flash sale or an abandoned cart and it says, hey, you abandoned this cart, or hey, this back in stock notification that you wanted, it's back in stock, supplies are limited. But if I get that message 5 days later, because it's in my promotions tab as an email, you lose that strike while the iron's hot kind of approach that is really effective. Because the more time that passes, the less that person wants it, the less effective the message is going to be. So if your shoppers can see your messages faster, and if they can engage with them faster, and now when I say, I want to know, be notified when this size of this shirt is back in stock, instead of just getting an email, it's hard to create that sense of urgency and scarcity because you don't know when the person's going to see it and you can't pretend to know. But when you're sending a push or an SMS, you know there's a certain expectation that it's going to be read a lot faster and at a much higher rate than an email. So now when you have a back in stock notification, or now when you have an abandoned cart and you say, hey, supplies are limited, or hey, we just got this product back in stock in this size that you wanted, but supplies are limited, tap here to complete your order. You literally tap on that, takes you straight into the app. You tap buy with Shop Pay, buy with Apple Pay, and boom, it's purchased. It is a whole new way to transact. It is a whole new way to market and connect with customers. And we just want to unlock a ton of opportunities with this platform for Shopify merchants.
I'm scrambling a ton of notes here because these are the talking points that I need to make sure that I'm educating the brands that I manage, and even just wider through the Shopify ecosystem. That's why this podcast is here, because I really believe that there is merit. I know there's merit because I've said I have brands right now that are very successful using TapCart right now. And you're preaching to the choir about the own marketing channels. I'm all in on that. I love the idea of the exclusivity and the drops and things that can happen about getting these downloads to be exclusive on in-app first. I'm really excited about app clips that I've not heard of. I'm going to put that in the show notes. I think that's very interesting to be able to have a small task done instantly available through a quick stream and then have the opportunity to kind of download the remaining app or the full-blown app to have the full kind of mobile experience. So that's super cool. One question I want to kind of hit home before we kind of wrap up for today is about, I guess, your intentionality around playing nicely with others in the Shopify ecosystem. You talked about Klaviyo. I mean, they're the elephant in the room, probably widely used marketing automation. I mean, Omnisend is there and Dot Digital is doing their thing, and there's a few others, because I think that's one objection or some pushback I always get when I recommend something new-ish to someone or an owned marketing channel, saying, well, you know, we're running loyalty things or we're running some personalization tools that are giving us our desktop and our responsive experience. How do you play nicely with existing things? Is it a reduced view? Do you turn some of those features off? I just want to make sure that we're playing nicely with others. So.
Absolutely. Great question, Steve. And one thing to note about mobile apps that makes us, being the mobile app builders and providers of the world, it makes it a little bit different for us versus other platforms such as the web. And ultimately, you have over 8,000 apps on the Shopify App Store and thousands of Shopify partners around the world. We're just one of them. A lot of these apps are intended to modify or adjust or alter your website in some way, because that's the most popular sales channel. It comes with every Shopify store and it comes by default. So for obvious reasons, every merchant has a website. Not every merchant has a mobile app yet, but that is changing soon. And ultimately what it comes down to is when you install TapCart out of the box, it is an app, but it is also a sales channel. So other examples of sales channels are Facebook, Amazon, the online store, which is the website, is a sales channel, retail / point of sale, wholesale, et cetera. And because we're a different sales channel, now you have all these apps that were written to affect the website, but sales channels don't talk to each other. So the mobile app isn't affected by the website in any way. A lot of people ask if my branding and everything will come over. The answer is yes, but you have to upload your logo, just a few assets and things that you have to include, choose your colors, etc. It's because you're modifying the theme in our dashboard, it's not pulling anything from your website. But both of these sales channels do sync with your Shopify dashboard, which is the ultimate source of truth, in real time. And what that leads back to is a lot of our enterprise customers are on Klaviyo. Klaviyo is that marketing engine that we've talked about for a lot of brands. And we do have a Klaviyo integration, but up until recently, there's been some events that could be added to it. There's been a lot more information that we can send. So because of that, we have a lot of merchants who are sending their standard email and SMS flows, but then they have a separate set of flows for push because there's more data that we need to get from the app. Now that we're doing that, we have a new version of our Insights product that's going to be coming out soon, and a whole lot more that I can't disclose yet, but it's very exciting. And it's going to be better integrating with Klaviyo and probably 10xing the amount of data, events, and information we send over. And it does sync with your Klaviyo profiles in real time, which is amazing. So somebody has a user account and a Klaviyo account that's created on the website. They can download the app and log into that existing account. Everything works seamlessly and it'll show their order history and all those things. But making that a part of the process and making it a better part of the engine, when you look at somebody's Klaviyo profile, there's all of their email activity, order history, every product they've viewed, all these different things. And now we're going to soon be able to have a lot of that information from TapCart as well. So much better integration with Klaviyo coming soon. We're going to be adding integrations with Gorgeous. We just launched one with Okendo recently. There's a few dozen that we have now. A few dozen is not 8,000, but the difference for us is that we have to custom build each of these integrations. So we're going with the most popular ones. You can see them on our website: Algolia, Klaviyo, Yotpo, Nosto, Okendo, Gorgeous. Big shout out to those guys. And we're going to be adding a whole lot more. Gorgeous is not there yet, but it's being currently worked on. And we're going to continue to add more. But the thing that's going to change this and take this to the next level is some developer experience functionality that we're going to offer, which is going to allow third-party developers to develop for our platform. And once we are able to unlock that, it's a kind of a logical next step for us to enable it. So at the moment, we are integrating with more and more third-party apps every day. We do integrate with pretty much all of the most popular apps currently. And some of the smaller ones, like I always use the story of the widget of the like the inventory tracker or the countdown timer on the PDP page. That stuff is great, but maybe you just re-examine if you need all those distractions on a mobile device that's a lot smaller than a desktop. And oftentimes people, they can live without it. And then they start to realize that maybe a less distracting, more streamlined experience, you know, would Apple do this? is a good, I think a good starting point to make sure that a lot of your widgets and other apps are on brand. But they do work. And through our developer experience, we're going to be finally able to allow developers to build for our platform and build them themselves in a more scalable way.
Love it. So Klaviyo, marketing automation, nice tight connection. I like the idea of the retention side, the loyalty and the referral marketing side. I think that's fantastic that there's
Loyalty integrations, all of that. But Klaviyo is really my favorite, the one I love and always go back to because that is the marketing engine. And again, not everyone knows or really understands. Sometimes when you give away something for free, people don't always understand, they tend to not understand the value of it or see the value in it. And that's understandable. But in this case, there's a ton of value being able to send an unlimited number of push through Klaviyo flows. I think it's to iOS users at the moment, but Android should be coming soon. And there's a ton of value in that. But best of all, when you install the integration, it opens up a new button that says push notification on your Klaviyo flows. And right alongside email and SMS, just being able to drag and drop a push notification to supplement the other ones. Works with everything that you're used to having in Klaviyo, like smart scheduling and all that. And again, just another tool in your arsenal, just another marketing channel to have, and just another way for you to be and other merchants to be less reliant on huge brands to drive them traffic. They kind of become the guardians of the internet. So our whole thing is launch your own app, a little bit tougher, but much more reliable, much more consistent way to scale a brand than just throwing a bunch of money at the problem.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do, I'll make sure I update all the show notes to a lot of this. This is like really great information. So those listening, go to tapcart.com. That's where you can check it out. Shopify App Store. You can just literally just type in TapCart. It'll come up Shopify mobile apps and that you easily download that app. You can learn more there. And also, I know we spoke in the green room a little bit before recording today, and I understand that you would like, for those that are really want to kick the tires a bit and want to see what their mobile experience could be like, I know that your team is very open to chat, to understand what their business outcomes are, and you know, and is there an opportunity here? So that's kind of the first step, a quick little kind of business kind of chat. But then the other part is that, you know, just offering some kind of an incentive for those that really want to see the power of a mobile app for their store. And so we can share some offer, I guess, today for our listeners.
Absolutely, Steve. I'm more than happy to offer our mobile app accelerator, which is typically a Black Friday, Cyber Monday promotion available year round to anyone who's listening to this podcast. So just mention that you referred to us by e-commerce Fastlane. We're going to provide you a landing page, which you can drop in there too. And anyone visiting from there will get our mobile app accelerator, which for qualified merchants on Shopify is 2 months of TapCart for free. You also get a free mobile app design with multiple iterations done by our design team. And you get the unlimited push notifications with TapCart and Klaviyo. Really great package. And that's available for qualified merchants who mentioned e-commerce Fastlane and Steve Hutt.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. So it'll be ecommercefastlane.com/TapCart. That will redirect to your landing page. And then, yeah, we'll have the offer and details there of how you can take Sina up on this offer. And just once again, I really appreciate you coming on the show today. It's just been a long time coming. And I just, it's so timely, I believe. It's a blue ocean out there of opportunity. There's 2 million brands on Shopify and there's so much opportunity. And so I wish you continued awesome success. in the Shopify world. Congrats being a Shopify Plus certified app partner. I know that the process of being approved, there's only 80 apps and you're one of 80, you know, one of 8,000 apps. That means something, reliability and the scalability and things like that. So kudos to you and the team, data handling. There's so many benefits of being a Plus certified app. So you can manage the biggest, baddest brands, but also mid-market to early stage companies. You have the opportunity and the price points to fit based on owning the channel. I think that's one of the takeaways I get today. Owned marketing is key. Push notifications is key. The connection to Klaviyo is key. And go to Cuts Clothing and buy a shirt from Steve.
I think from one Steve to another. I think what's the beauty of it is it's never too small to have an email list. And if it's never too small to have an email list with plans starting at $250 a month, which could be more or less than you're paying for email, you can launch a mobile app. So if it's never too early to have an email list and start growing that, the same should be true for SMS, should be true for push. It's one of those things where the earlier you start, kind of like a compound interest thing, the more valuable and the larger it's going to grow over time. But it's really important to start soon. And even when you're thinking about on a more micro level, the time of the year, it's April of 2022. If you want a new channel that you can send push notifications to in real time, do flash sales, there's no better channel for BFCM and the holidays than push, because it scales, it's real time, and it's on brand. And you should just launch an app and just start to get your, if for no other reason than just getting your push subscriber base up, for all the same reasons that you get your email list up. So regardless of your industry or whatever, yes, apps are more likely to be downloaded if you're in fashion and apparel, beauty and cosmetics, food and beverage. Those are the top three, but consumer electronics, home furnishings, home goods is huge right now. And what we've seen is a trend that a lot of other types of industries, ones that we thought, we have Shopify brands that are selling mattresses. 5 years ago, I personally would have never purchased a mattress before sitting on it. But now we have this entirely new segment of D2C brands like Casper and others, and Nest Bedding, shout out, you're on Shopify. And people are purchasing mattresses through apps and through their website, and they get delivered in a box. And you're like, how is a mattress fit in this box? So the world is changing, and we want to just empower merchants with these tools to help them succeed when it's an undisputable fact that there are more distractions than ever before for consumers and shoppers, more brands, more companies vying for their attention. And the biggest pain point for merchants, in my opinion, has to be, how do I get the attention of my customers consistently? How do I get it reliably without spending a ton of money? And this is a really great way to do so. So I'm always thinking about a mobile app from the marketing perspective. Yeah, it converts better. Yeah, it brings brand value. It does a lot of great things. But the one thing that is our moat, and that the one huge advantage we have that cannot ever be caught up to, is the push notification subscription audience and the value that has over time.
I love this. Well, Sina, I thank you so much for the weekend hustle, getting this recorded today. You know, it's very clear you're all in. I know your flag's in the Shopify sand, giving back to the ecosystem. I really appreciate it. And, you know, thanks for recording today. And I wish you continued success with kind of what's coming up with App Clips. And hopefully those listening today, please take Sina up on his offer to at least have a look to see what your mobile experience could be like. If you don't have one, you need one. It's affordable. TapCart can help you. So once again, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much, Steve. It's been such a pleasure having a chance to speak with you and connect with Shopify merchants and e-commerce brands around the world. And I love what you said about being a Shopify certified app. We were one of the first 30 or so certified apps in that first class. And if you think that it's hard to become a certified app, which there are now, you know, 80 out of 8,000, imagine how tough it is to get Shopify to invest in your company, which fortunately they did in TapCart as well last year. So it's a lot of diligence going around. I've gotten used to it at this point. Eric's gotten used to it. But it's so much fun. We could not have picked a better e-commerce platform. I can say that as a fact. And there's really been no reason for us to go with another e-commerce platform. So love our partnership. Love having a chance to speak with you today, Steve. And really, there's no reason for any e-commerce brand to not have an app, not even one powered by TapCart. Just get an app and get your push notification subscriber base up. and make sure you start to really capture that audience, because it is a valuable property that's going to continue to grow in value over time.
100%. All right, well, have yourself a great afternoon. Today's episode is brought to you by Recharge, the leading subscriptions payment solution for Shopify brands. Thousands of merchants use subscriptions powered by Recharge to grow their business and their communities by increasing average order value, reducing churn, and providing predictable recurring revenue. Turn transactions into relationships and experience seamless subscription commerce with Recharge. You can check them out today at rechargepayments.com/Fastlane. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of e-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.